fall, or the boys that have fell. I don't know. Chef Steph Tedeschi is with us, and you know this story, and at first we did not know that it was Chef Steph that was involved as the chef that was fired by Antonio Brown and then not paid. And it sounds like a whole misunderstanding between AB and Chef Steph, who's a good guy. You set up the story for us, and we know about the party and how he discovered the fish head that you were going to make some fish soup out of. But basically, the real deal is you have not been paid. Is that right, Chef Steph?
I haven't been paid 10 cents, and it took me a minute to get an attorney together.
Yeah.
Because when you go after these kind of guys, you know they got big money, so you got to get the right law
firm.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so now maybe I might come out with a number 84 menu. But for those who are curious, if you would like to indulge in the number 84 menu, which was stacked to the gills with high proteins and, you know, quinoas and pastas, you name it.
And fish heads.
One hell of a menu, AB.
Yeah.
And a fish head. Which I was going to make a soup the next day. Anybody knows culinary world, I was going to make a soup with it the next day.
Exactly.
They call it fumé in French. So you make a fish stock soup with the bones and the head.
Right. I think anybody who cooks knows that. Yeah. Well, and you know, and Kristen's last name is Bucciagrossi, so you guys are related, kind of.
We are.
Wait, Bucciagrossi. I'm from Morningside originally. You're not from Morningside, are you?
No, I'm not. But I mean, I feel like we probably have mafia ties.
Her heart and soul is from Morningside.
She said that. We did not.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I have been. Social media is kind of funny, so. TMZ calls me, and they want to do the story on it as well.
Yeah.
So I gave my daughter her cell phone. She was grounded, so I gave her cell phone back for a couple of days. I said, Giovanna, then you got to check the cell phone because this cat's going to come lash out at me. That's what he's notorious for.
Sure.
And he takes it down quickly. Sure enough, at 9:45 p.m. on Saturday night, AB awakens, calls me a lion, cheat, thief. He said, I pulled up in a mobile home. He said, this guy, you're a con man. He just let me have it.
Man.
Wow.
And then 12 minutes later, it comes down.
Yeah.
So we got screenshots, but I did not know. And this is funny because I mean, I could not believe it. The TMZ also screenshotted because they said he's so predictable when there's somebody going up against him in the public eye, which now I seem to be one of the only ones that types in the NFL, of course, but all these other small practitioners, they could not get the attorney together to go sue him. He doesn't respond until there's an actual lawsuit dropped on his kid.
Wow.
And I call him a kid. He's old enough to be one of my kids.
but he acts like a child.
Yeah.
He acts like he's walking around with diapers and baby bottles. Forget about it.
Have you talked to him at all over this period, or is it he just not?
Well, Larry Foote and Joey Porter tried to call for me.
Yeah.
And don't get any more. There's no more bigger muscle than those two guys.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They're beasts. He hung up the phone. He hung up the phone on Larry. Larry was extremely upset he hung up on him.
Wow.
Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a brother.
Calls me and he apologizes for the behavior of his fellow NFL friend. That's
what
a gentleman that kid is.
Oh,
and
man.
And, of course, he told me the ESPN called him for a personal reference. And I've cooked for Larry since he was in college. I didn't know. I never watched college ball. I didn't know he's going to be that big of a guy. But his mom just died, and I had him over for Thanksgiving dinner when his mother died that year. And Larry never forgot it.
Wow. That's just incredible. Mm-hmm.
Chef Steph Tedeschi's got a fight on his hands, but I think he's handling it well. Thank you for your time, for telling us the whole story, and we'll keep up on it with you to see how it works out. In the meantime, I'm hungry now.
Seriously, does he have leftovers?